The subject for today is the one and only Mr. Mark Knopfler, who was born Mark Freuder Knopfler, and his birth date was the 12th of August 1949. He's won the OBE, and he's a British guitarist and singer-songwriter. He's also a record producer and film score composer too, and he's best known as the lead guitarist and vocalist as well as songwriter for the British rock band Dire Straits. Now, he co-founded that back in 1977. So, to kick off this particular tribute to Mark Knopfler and his band Dire Straits, I've put together a compilation of just some of the tracks, and then we'll go a little into his life story after that. So, here now is the compilation I've put together to commence the tribute for you.
Sing the streets a serenade, laying everybody low, with a love song that he made. Find the streetlight, steps out of the shade, says something like, you and me, babe, how about it? Juliet says, hey, it's Romeo, he nearly gave me a heart attack. He's underneath the window, she's singing, hey, lie, my boyfriend's back. You shouldn't come around here singing up at people like that. Anyway, what you gonna do about it? Here I am again in this mean old town, and you're so far away from me. And where are you when the sun goes down? You're so far away from me. You're so far away. So far, I just can't see. You're so far away from me. You're so far away from me.
And the big wheel keep on turning, neon burning up above, and I'm just high on the world. Come on, take a low ride with me, girl.
Through these fields of destruction, baptisms of fire, I've witnessed your suffering as the battle raged high. And in the fear and the alarm, you did not desert me, my brothers and I.
Well, Mark Knopfler was the son of an architect, and he studied English literature at Leeds University and also worked briefly as a rock critic for the Yorkshire Evening Post while he was at college. And he began teaching English after his graduation, which leading to a pub rock band called Brewer's Droop. which performed at night times. So when he formed Dire Straits, the band actually had its origins in pub rock, except that their sound was a bit more melancholy. And under Knopfler's leadership, the group built their sound upon the laid-back blues rock. But they also had some jazz and country inflections, and occasionally they dipped into progressive rock. The band's music was offset by Knopfler's lyrics, which closely approximated the style of Bob Dylan. Dire Straits' arrival on the music scene happened to coincide with the rise of MTV and the compact disc, and these two musical revolutions from the mid-80s helped to make Dire Straits' sixth album called Brothers in Arms an international blockbuster. The band Dire Straits, along with Eric Clapton, Phil Collins and Steve Winwood, became one of the leaders of a group of mature veteran rock and rollers in the late 80s that crafted their music to appeal to aging baby boomers. And Mark Knopfler was always the main force behind Dire Straits. And when they started in 1977, Mark was playing with his brother David on guitar and his roommate John Ilsley on bass. And during the summer of 77, the trio cut a demo with the drummer Pick Withers. A London DJ named Charlie Gillette heard the demo and began playing Sultans of Swing on his BBC show called Honky Tonkin. And following a tour during which they opened for the group called Talking Heads, the band began recording their debut album early in 1978, and Sultans of Swing became a top 10 hit. Dire Straits was then on its way with a major success in both Britain and America, and both the single and the album climbed into the top 10 on both sides of the Atlantic. And here it is right now.
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park, but meantime, sound of the river, you're stopping your whole everything. A band is blowing Dixie, double fall time. You feel alright when you hear the music ring. Well, now you step inside, but you don't see too many faces. In other places, but the horns, they blowing that sound way on down south. Way on down south, London town. Out Guitar George, he knows all the chords. Mighty strictly rhythm, he doesn't want to make it cry or sing. If any no guitar is all he can afford, when he gets up under the lights to play his thing. He doesn't mind if he doesn't make the scene. He's got a daytime job, he's doing alright. He can play the honky-tonk like anything. Saving it up Friday night with the Sultans. The Sultans of Swing. Playing band.
they call rock and roll. And the Sultans, yeah, the Sultans, they play Creole.
Well, Dire Straits established themselves as a major force on album-oriented radio in America, and their second album, Communique, in 1979, consolidated their audience, selling 3 million copies worldwide. Like its predecessor, their next album, called Making Movies, was a sizable hit in both America and Britain. The album went gold on the strength of the radio and MTV hits like Romeo and Juliet and Skate Away. And then during 1982, Knopfler began exploring musical avenues outside of Dire Straits, and he actually wrote the score for the Bill Forsyth movie called Local Hero, and he also played on Van Morrison's Vision album. Apart from releasing the Twisting by the Pool EP early in 1983, Dire Straits were pretty quiet for the majority of 1983 and 84, and during this time, Mark Knopfler wrote the song Private Dancer, which became a very big hit for Tina Turner. But here now is the song from, or the music from, that album, that EP, Twisting by the Pool. Here it is.
Twisting by the pool. porch. There's a car box on the beach.
On the beach.
So what I do, how I do, I think I'm.
Sunglasses, a bathing suit. Be the baby of my dreams. Like the ladies in the magazines, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be so neat. Dance to the Euro beat, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Gonna be so cool. Twisting my life.
Just
a twisting my life.
Twisting my life.
Twisting my life. I'm a twisting fool. Just a twisting life.
Yes, what a great song. And released in the summer of 1985, the Brothers in Arms was Dire Straits' breakthrough album, making the band international stars. Supported by the groundbreaking computer animated video for Money for Nothing, a song which mocked music videos, the album became an absolute blockbuster, spending 9 weeks at the top of the American charts and selling over 9 million copies. In England, the album became the biggest-selling album of the 80s. Tracks like Walk of Life and So Far Away kept the Brothers in Arms album in the charts through 1986, and Dire Straits played over 200 dates in support of that album. Once the tour was completed, Dire Straits went on hiatus for several years, and Knopfler produced records by Randy Newman and Joan Armour Trading, and he also scored films and toured with Eric Clapton and recorded a duet album with Chet Atkins called Neck and Neck back in 1990. And in 1989, he performed a country rock group called Notting Hillbillies, and their sole album, called Missing, Presumed, Having a Good Time, became a British hit upon its spring 1990 release. But here now is one of the featured tracks from that Brothers in Arms album. Here it is, The Walk of Life. Well, in his personal life, Mark Knopfler had been married three times. His first marriage was to a lady called Kathy White, his longtime girlfriend from his school days, and they separated before Knopfler moved to London to join the group Brewers Droop back in 1973. In November of 1983, Knopfler married his second wife, a lady called Lourdes Salamone, and their marriage produced twin sons, in fact, called Benji and Joseph, born in 1987, and both of whom are quite musically talented and aspiring musicians, at least according to Knopfler himself. His marriage to Lourdes ended in 1993, and then on Valentine's Day 1997, Knopfler married his third and current wife, a British actress and writer called Kitty Aldridge, and they married on the Caribbean island of Barbados. They'd been dating for 3 years, and their marriage has produced two daughters, Isabella in 1998 and Katia Ruby Rose, born in 2003. The family currently all live together in Chelsea. But back in 1990, Knopfler reconvened Dire Straits and the band released On Every Street in 1991 to great anticipation. However, the album failed to meet expectations. It went platinum in America, but it didn't crack the UK top 40 and it failed to generate a hit single. Similarly, the tour itself was a disappointment, with many tickets going unsold in both the US and Europe. And once the tour was completed, the live album called On the Night was released in the spring of 1993, and the band again went on hiatus. In 1996, Knopfler again launched his solo career with Golden Heart. However, the Dire Straits' staggering catalogue of success remains for us to enjoy long after the band disintegrated. And for me, well, I'll always cherish a particular Dire Straits track, written by Mark Knopfler for the movie Local Hero. And here it is. It's called Going Home.